Well, now we're delighted that a surprise guest has come in just now. Manus McGuire, you're very, very welcome.
Thanks, Geraldine. Thanks very much.
And of course, you were very involved with the festival here in Tuam Greinne.
Well, I have been over the years. This is the eighth festival, as you probably
eighth
know.
Festival,
the
eighth, yes.
Yeah, it started in 2016. Remember Lizzie? Lizzie started it all here. Elizabeth Affolter, to give her her full title.
Yes.
And it starts, so it's 8 years on the go. But this year, unusually for me, I haven't been as involved because I've been away a good bit in the last couple of months. Yeah. And for that reason, I've been very much on the periphery, you know. But the real hard work has been done by, you know, people like Mary Coffey, Earl, Fiona, Ursula, Carmel and Denise. They all worked really well together to get the whole thing together.
Yeah. There's a great group of people working.
And as you know, for any festival, you need that.
Oh, you do. You do. Yeah.
For a niche instrument to a certain extent, there's a great interest in the harp, isn't there?
There is, yeah. But you must remember, you see, it's our national instrument.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, as far as I know, we're the only country in the world that has our national instrument, the harp, on our coinage.
On our coins, absolutely.
There are some countries that have it on their paper notes, but on their coins,
we're the only country in the world. And
we're very proud of that.
Wonderful. I only came across that piece of information myself the other day.
Oh, is that right?
And I thought it was an amazing thing to remember.
Yeah, so it's our national instrument. Yeah. And, it did go through the doldrums over many years, I suppose, maybe 20 or 30 years. But in the last, I'd say 15, maybe 20 years, it has really taken off.
Yeah. And a lot of young people are...
Yeah, that's what you want, of course. That's what you need.
Yeah.
So many young people to be involved with it. And they are playing at an extraordinarily high level. There's some great harpists now around the country, and down.
You said there a minute ago, Manus, that you've been very busy. So tell us about your recent tour.
Yeah, I was in Australia there for the month of March. I just got back last Wednesday from Melbourne. And Tuesday night it was actually, and it was a lovely tour. I was touring with a young guy from New Zealand. Right. He's a guitar player and a vocalist. His name is Adam Ogle from Auckland. Right. And I was touring. So the tour kicked off on the 1st of March. So we left here at the end of February, and it kicked off in Cobargo, which is a small town about 5 hours south of Sydney, down the New South Wales coast.
Right.
And there's a Cobargo Folk Festival every year. It's a very well-known folk festival within Australia.
Yes.
And so we were playing at that, and then we did a whole lot of other venues in New South Wales, and then into Victoria, Northern Victoria, Beechworth, the home of Ned Kelly, the famous Ned Kelly.
Yes.
All of that. So we got the whole Ned Kelly story there. And then up to the Blue Mountains, up to Katoomba,
lovely,
2 hours north of Sydney, to another festival there. And then I was down in Tasmania. I was playing in Hobart there a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of other venues in Tasmania, and then up to Melbourne, where the tour finished, you know. And one of the big nights we had was in Sydney, just on the St. Patrick's weekend, with Sharon Shannon. Sharon was on tour for a little while, crossing over around the time I was there. So she had the whole big band. So there were 12 of us on stage together.
Oh, playing. That was lovely.
A big crowd in Sydney. A lot of Irish people, of course,
Sydney. But there's a great interest in Irish music in Australia anyway,
isn't there? I suppose the fact that there's so many young Irish people. I mean, sure, look at this village alone. Yeah, so many young Irish people gone to Australia. Yeah. My own son included.
Yes.
Danny's in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's been living there for the last 7 years. So I got to spend a few days at the end of the tour with him, before coming back. Jenny was with me.
Oh, that was nice. That was
She was my roadie for the tour, helping with all the different things.
Good, good, good. Can I ask you, Manus, do you get tired of touring?
No, I don't. No, I enjoy it. I love touring. And there's a great buzz from it. And it's very enjoyable. And you get to places like most of the touring over the years I've done has been in the US.
Yes.
It's only in the last 4 or 5 years that I've been touring in Tuam Greinne in Australia.
Australia, yeah.
And I've been over there now 4 times in the last 6 years. So it's but I enjoy touring.
It's just that travel has become just such a
tedious thing. I know there's a lot of obstacles or potential obstacles there with travel, but I mean. At the same time, I think at the end of the day, when you get playing festivals and playing in front of lots of people, it's just great.
Great buzz. Yeah.
Do you suffer from jet lag?
Yeah, I do. But it hasn't been a big factor this time coming back. I mean, I was back on Tuesday night late, and I was still playing some tunes last night over in Newlies. At the official opening with Seamus Bugler and Clina Donnellan.
How did that go last night?
Lovely.
That was the opening.
It was lovely. It probably kept some people back, I'd say, you know. But the weather this weekend has been disappointing.
You have to keep going, sure you don't get an option.
That's it. In Ireland, we can't figure things out on that basis.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, are you featuring over the weekend? Or are you?
No, I'm not. Because I was going to be out of the scene. I told them early on, you know, that I might be back. I wasn't even sure that I would be back.
Yes.
So I couldn't commit to anything. But they've asked me to do the MC for the concert tonight.
Oh, very good.
And they've asked me to do the MC this afternoon for the Heart Builders, the Q&A.
Lovely, yeah.
In St. Cronan Church at 2:30, I think it is. 2:30, yeah. So that's an eye. I did that last year. And that was nice, you know, where we're getting the Heart Builders to talk to an audience about how they do it. And a lot of young people want to know about how they build the harps.
Yes, yeah.
What makes for a good harp as opposed to maybe one not so good.
And of course some of them are very beautiful.
Oh, they are. It takes a lot of work. I think some of them said it's about between 9 and about 14 months work.
Is that right? To build a harp. Fascinating.
So that'll be the afternoon and then the concert tonight.
You're busy.
Well, I'm seeing it. I'm not playing at it. It'll be, the concert will feature the guest harpist who are here.
Yes.
Maureen Cahasi from Bandon originally, but now living in Yorkshire for many years.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have a piece from her.
From her later in your programme, And then the other lady is a lady called Shauna Davey, who I've yet to meet. I know Maura for many years over playing at festivals with her, but Shauna Davey I don't know. And then, of course, Fiona Nicholl, who's the artistic director of the festival. She's teaching the beginners and the intermediate
workshops.
Mm-hmm. So they're all doing them at the moment, I'd say.
Yes, yeah.
In 10 and 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Afternoon then, the Q&A, the Heart Builders that I mentioned. Then there's competitions.
Right.
4 o'clock from 4 to 5. And then at 8 o'clock this evening, the gala concert where all the visiting musicians are playing. Yeah. And local musicians.
Good.
I have to get the lineup yet of that.
All right.
But I mean, I'll no doubt during the day I will, because being MC, I'll need to know who I'm calling on next.
Of course you do. Manus, I'd love to talk to you for longer. And thank you very much for sitting in and chatting to us now.
Thanks, Geraldine.
We'll have to move on, I'm afraid. Time restraints.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And have a great festival.
Will do.
Yeah. Thank you.